Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 99. Cue the Toto song. Oops, wait, can't do that. Copyright. All right, let's go farther back than that, though. How about Get Smart? Maxwell Smart, battling the evil forces of chaos with faithful assistant and kind of a good-looking gal, too, 99.
Hello, 99.
99, as it turns out, was perfect because of the sound of it. It's the rhythm, the cadence of it in 99. You know, they wrote a song called 99, which I prefer to forget.
All right. So we had a little fun telling you about episode 99. Wait till you hear episode number 100. We'll tease a little bit of that at the end of the show. In the meantime, however, what's coming up today? Well, we were supposed to have Denim, but unfortunately, he was unable to make it to our conversation on Monday. Something last minute came up. Hope all is well for him. We will have him on again. He's being rescheduled then for the end of the month, because definitely want to hear all about what he's doing. I almost feel like taking, remember how we used, you know, the artist formerly known as Prince? Well, you could almost say the artist known as Denim. Or denim, because he likes to have you hashtag that when he's out doing live shows. And if you do, you might win something from him. But regardless, we're going to find out more about Denim, the musician, and everything that he likes to do in the arts and entertainment world later in the month. What do we have today, then? We had extra time, so Shane Gerlach from SuperCon, which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. He's going to tell us all about getting nerdy, everything associated with being, you know, superheroes, and it's a hero's homecoming this year. That's the theme. We'll find out why. We'll tell you all about that. But in the meantime, we also have to tell you, who's this weekend's weekend-y toast going to be about?
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday. So a day early, we start the party.
I would like to give a toast to Sioux Falls Simplified. You can find them SiouxFallsSimplified.com, or you can find Sioux Falls Simplified on Facebook. It's fantastic. A young lady that I hope to have on the show sometime. We don't normally talk about news. We talk entertainment and arts. She will also write about, you know, entertainment and arts. She writes a real quick synopsis of what's been happening in the previous week in Sioux Falls. Comes out on Wednesdays, typically, is the date that I've caught it, at least. And it's a great, fast read, and she simplifies it. She tells you why it's important, how it's going to be done, et cetera, et cetera. So much better than having to listen to a lot of drivel. So our toast for this weekend, raise them high, it goes out to Sioux Falls Simplified. The Weekend Eve Toast has been brought to you by Ale Hop Brewery Tours. No matter what brewery in Sioux Falls is your favorite, Ale Hop Brewery Tours lets you and your friends choose any or all of the 8 local breweries. Best part? They take care of the driving in a very cool van that sits up to 6. So, you know, you can take some of your friends. Book your private tours online, alehopbrewerytours.com. But if you're already out and about on a weekend, hop on one of their public tours. For more info on that, call 605-777-2183. That's 605-777-2183. 2183. Take it from others who've said, I would recommend this tour to anyone, beer lover or not. Thanks for the great experience. Have your great experience with Ale Hop Brewery Tours, where micro fans meet micro brews. And now you're saying, but Dave, you've already done the toast. Who's going to get honorable mention? Congratulations. This week, I'm going to honor the Van Arts Studio on North Phillips Avenue in downtown Sioux Falls, especially because this happens to be First Friday weekend, and they will have another showing. They've been having the showings on First Fridays. It's your chance to go see some local art. Just take a look. Do me the favor to go in there and look around. And by the way, one of the artists that will be featured and doing his spinning art, Edward Ike, who's recently been on the show, he invited me to be down there this past Saturday as they had an artist think tank. A lot of great ideas came out of that. Trust me, we will keep you posted on what takes place with that. In the meantime, congratulations, Van Arts Studio and the Artist Think Tank. You are this week's winner of the coveted Dave Holly Hour Honorable Mention. Coming up next, Shane Gerlach talks all things Supercon on the Dave Holly Hour.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
With him, every day is a holy day. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome to episode 99 of the Dave Holly Hour. I remember my wife saying, and she didn't mean years, but we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary. But she was thinking it would be a short lived, but we've beaten those odds. We continue to make very little money, but we continue to tell people about all the great arts and entertainment that is going on in the Sioux Empire. And we love it when the name of a festival can actually use Sioux in it. And we have Supercon going on this weekend. Shane Gerlach, Chief Cook Bottle Washer. How many other duties do you have in that?
Let's see, founding board member and former chairman of the board. Now I am the guest relations manager, so I book all the talent for the convention. And I am the staff director this year for Supercon. So that means that I come home, I say hi to my wife and son, I throw together supper, and I eat it in front of a computer answering emails.
So back at it.
Yeah, that's been my life for 3 months. The emails were not as frequent, and then people really start to get excited. And this week already, it's Monday, and I've answered more emails already today about Supercon than I did in the last week, and that'll continue until we start.
Yeah, and people obviously are excited because it's back to being live.
Yeah. It was nice to do the virtual convention, Dave, especially because I was able to book so many guests. Because, they could just sit in their living room and do a Zoom. So that was nice part of it. But I'll take, 5,000 fans of the convention center over that any day. We're really excited to have people back. And they are excited to come back. We have more pre-sales this year than the previous four combined.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're ready for it then, aren't they?
I think they're more than ready, absolutely.
So as you get ready for it, they're getting ready for it. What about everybody else that's going to be there exhibiting or performing, lecturing? Mm-hmm. What all is in store?
So we kick off Friday, October 1st. Doors open at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock vendor hall opens. One of the things I'm very proud about SuperCon is that we provide at a very cheap rate, a very reasonable rate, a booth for people for 3 days to put their product in front of 5,000 plus people. You know, Etsy's great. I use Etsy. I buy things from Facebook Market. But there's just something about walking in front of an artisan, picking up the product, looking at the product, trying it on, turning it around in the light. And it's incredible. And for some of these artists and creators, this is their big weekend. You know, this is 5,000 people with disposable income walking into the convention hall. So I'm very excited. We have 75 vendors on the floor this year. We have our first chiropractor.
Wow.
I'm not sure what she's going to do, but I hope it involves a massage chair.
Yeah.
We have a tattoo.
When your cosplay's gotten a little too lengthy.
Right. It's we have a tattoo artist this year, along with a number of artists, costumers, beautiful crafts. I mean, the talent of people. I consider myself a little bit artsy, where I can put pen to paper and draw something. But to create something in 3D, it's just amazing to me. And I could spend way too much money if my wife, Danelle, wasn't out there saying, we don't need it. Where are you going to put it? We don't need it.
Yeah. Try living in 660 square foot then. that answer comes along far faster.
Right. Yeah. So that's. I mean, I don't think, and this is a failure probably on our part, David, that we don't put enough emphasis on the exhibitors hall, on the vendors. Right now we're featuring every vendor on our Facebook page, so you can see ahead of time, hey, here's what I want to save my money for, here's what I want to buy. And then Friday night, the vendor hall goes until 7:30. And then Friday night we have Supermania 3 with Midwest All-Pro Wrestling and Nick
Dinsmore. I was going to ask if wrestling was back.
Yeah. So pretty exciting. I remember a conversation in year one. I said, I want to have wrestling. And we had a staff member who was like, what does wrestling have to do with this? And I was like, wrestling is cosplay in tights. I mean, these guys dress up as a character. I mean, it's theater of the absurd, right? It's soap operas for men. It's been described in so many different ways. But there is quite a crossover. There's been a number of comic books about wrestling. A number of professional wrestlers write comic books. So it's just a lot of fun. They draw a great crowd. This year, they're having a casket match as their headliner. So whoever gets put into the casket and the casket
and
closed
the casket
will
gets
lose.
Closed.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, yeah.
My.
So that'll be fun. And then immediately after that, we're having a cosplay dance party. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but what happens at cosplay dance party stays
at cosplay. I was going to say, let's see, Statue of Liberty with Superman, you know, all the different combos you could come up with.
Right. So that's going to be fun. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Epic Sounds by CJ is our DJ out there for the entire convention. And I know he's really excited about some of the fun he can have with that. So it just gives people a chance before we do our big kickoff on Saturday to get to know each other, to mix, to mingle, to have a good time. And then right next door on Friday, starting at 4 o'clock over in the Sheraton, Severance Brewing is debuting our very first SuperCon beer.
You've got a beer named after
yes,
you now.
Yes, we do.
You've made it.
Right?
I remember when I had a pizza named after me. I thought that was pretty cool, but a beer.
Yeah, we've got a SuperCon Heroes Homecoming American Wheat made exclusively for us by Severance Brewing right downtown Sioux Falls, right around the corner from where we're recording this. And so from 4 to 11, they'll be serving that on both Friday and Saturday over at the Severance Brewery Party Bar in the Sheraton.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I have not had a taste yet. Our director, Michelle Garrigan, has had a taste, and she says it's fantastic.
Okay, we look forward to that.
Right.
What about Saturday?
Saturday. Saturday is the big day.
Right.
Saturday is huge. So doors open at 10. I imagine we'll have a line as long as the Sheraton, long before that. Please order your tickets ahead of time at supercon.com. That way you can just go to will call. You don't have to stand in the long line. It saves you a lot of time, it saves you a lot of frustration, and it just moves things along quicker. at actually doors open at 9, excuse me, because we want to get everybody seated for opening ceremonies. Opening ceremonies this year, Dave, the theme of SuperCon this year is Heroes Homecoming. And at opening ceremonies, we'll be honoring a physical therapist from Sanford Children's Hospital, the Castle, an ER nurse from Avera, a safety inspector from Smithfield Foods, a cashier from Hy-Vee, and the entire Sioux Falls Fire and Rescue and Sioux Falls Police Department.
Yeah.
It's been a rough 18 months.
And it has.
And those people, and we could have honored, I mean, we could have spent until, you know, Monday honoring everyone. So the board chose and the staff chose these entities to honor. So during opening ceremonies, we'll be honoring them. We'll be kicking things off. And then it's go, go, go. Go, go, go. Video game room, board gaming room, exhibitor hall, panels, guest signings, sketches, art all day from 11 o'clock. So opening ceremonies are at 10. From 11 o'clock until 7:30, the exhibitors hall is open. But we go until midnight. 7:30 on is SuperCon After Dark. I don't have the right voice to say that.
SuperCon After Dark.
There it is. Yeah. There it is. Right, right. So adult-themed panels. And the big thing is our burlesque show Saturday night. It's going to be a blast. Vote Devil.
Okay, I was going to ask if they happen to be part of it.
They are running it.
They're running it even. Because I've met a few of the ladies from there.
Yeah, yeah.
They performed in one of my shows prior, so.
Yeah.
Great, great stuff. You know, some people might go, you know, we're going to do that? No, trust me. It's tasteful. It's entertaining. It's enjoyable, yeah. And they work hard for what they do, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Ariana James runs an amazing crew there. And she and Dale came on staff, and they're our After Dark coordinators this year. And so they're going to run, geez, I think she has 30 performers.
Wow.
A comedian, aerialist, some drag, some burlesque. And we're very excited. Coming in from Las Vegas is our headliner, Hazel Honeysuckle. And like when I talk headliner at Las Vegas, one of the biggest shows in Las Vegas, she's the headliner for. Mm-hmm. And she's going to ruin childhood. She will ruin your childhood. She does a Cookie Monster burlesque.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. And she has a coffee table book coming out where... she's done a number of burlesque as all the different women that, how can I say this tastefully, James T. Kirk conquered on other planets in friendly visits.
That's digging for a concept, but what a great one.
So she does those as well. So in her promotion picture, it's Cookie Monster, and I just wonder how much therapists are going to see an uptick on Monday.
Could be quite a dose.
Yeah, it could be. So that's going to be our big event Saturday night for After Dark. There'll be other panels going on. There'll be gaming going on. Average Joe's Gaming, brand new facility in T, South Dakota, is running our gaming this year. And they have some more adult-themed board games going on. I did not know there was a Disney Princess Cards Against Humanity, but again, talking about ruining childhoods.
Dear Lord.
Right, right. So they'll be doing that in a number of other different games. There are some different panels going on in the evening. One that I'm really looking forward to is Charlie Schlatter. Charlie Schlatter is one of our featured guests. He was in 18 Again with George Burns.
Oh.
And you know, I want to think about the amazing thing he had to do as a young late teen, early 20s actor. He had to play not only a role, but he had to play that role as George Burns,
right,
who took over his body.
Yeah.
So he had to do the mannerisms, the movements of, and very distinct, of George Burns. So he also played Ferris Bueller on TV. He was Dick Van Dyke's assistant on Diagnosis Murder, Shameless, you name it, he's been on it. He's the voice of the Flash for all animation. He's the voice of the Cheerio Nut
Honey Nut Bee.
Yeah, Honey Nut
Bee.
But he's doing a panel that Saturday night called The C Word. Now, I haven't asked for anything about it. I don't know what C word he's talking about, mm-hmm. but we can only imagine since it's after dark. So this could be an interesting panel.
Could very well be so, no doubt. So, but you always bring something a little different to it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's not the same every year.
You can't.
No. I would assume as well, though, that when you ask people for feedback and so forth about, what they loved about the show, what they would like to see in the show and so forth, that is probably as varied as how many different superheroes they love.
Right, right. So the consistent feedback I get every single year is, why don't you bring Nathan Fillion? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I would love that. If you can find me the money.
Do you provide the budget?
Right. If you can find me the money or the sponsor, I will gladly bring Nathan Fillion in. But you're right. We live in a small market. If very subtle rebranding this year from a comic book convention to a fan convention. We have to reach out to all different genres and all different areas of people's passions, nerddom, geekdom, however you want to describe that. So some of our guests this year, Food Network star Justin Warner, which I'm excited about. I'm a foodie and I'm a cook, so he'll be coming in. I was watching Guy's grocery games from home when he was doing it on Zoom. And Justin, of course, now is married to Rapid City girl and lives in Rapid City and has Boko Ramen out there. And so he was doing live from his house in Rapid City. And behind him, he had this huge shelf, David, of superhero pops and superhero books. So I did a little more research on him, and he has written the official Marvel movie cookbook and does panels for New York Comic Con for Marvel. So I'm like, oh, well, I got to book this guy.
So are we talking, Superman soup? do the characters all
have
different
Hulk
entrees?
Green beans, yeah. So we have him coming in. Very excited that we have the host of MythBusters Jr., Miss Rachel Pizzolatto, coming in. I'm tired just thinking about meeting her. I follow her on social media. She just got her first 7 fashion magazine covers. She is an Olympic gymnast, level gymnast. She has a planet named after her. At 14, she was a host of MythBusters with Adam Savage. She is smart beyond belief, and she's 17.
Probably not going to be at the after party. Huh?
No, we will not allow her at the
after party. So take advantage of when she's there then.
Right, right. Yeah. And Fox TV just got done with their amazing game show, Lego Master, the second year. A former director, Charlie Eccles, got a hold of me and said, at the beginning, Charlie is a huge Lego guy. I mean, he would build his house out of Legos if Lori would allow it. And he said, hey, there's these two guys on the competition this year, just from up the road in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Maybe you should reach out to them. So I did. And they're like, oh, we'd be pleased to come. Now, they knew what I didn't know. They made the finale and finished in the top 3.
But couldn't divulge that.
Right, right. Of course they couldn't. So as we kept watching, like, oh, they've moved on. This is really cool. They've moved on, because like I was very proud of them from the start that they're going to be our guests. But then to finish in the finale and be in the top 3, it's a big get for us, So we have them coming in. Oh my gosh, David, we have the original voice of Charlie Brown coming this year.
Seriously.
His name is Peter Robbins. He was the voice for Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, It's the Grace Pumpkin, nice. Charlie Brown, and a number of others. The great Charlie Brown. He did that as a frustrated child when he couldn't get a line. And Charles Schulz and Victor Melendez said, oh.
Keep it.
Keep it. And it's become a signature.
Right.
For Charlie Brown. So we have, he's going to be there. He's going to do a panel. He's going to be greeting guests all weekend. And then right across from his booth, Blackshire Farms has donated a ton of pumpkins. And we're going to have a photo opportunity where you can take a picture with Charlie Brown in the great pumpkin patch.
Fantastic.
I love it. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's guests galore, comic book creators, actors, Lego masters, actresses, just very diverse this year.
Right.
We could sit here the rest of the day. I could name them all, or you could come out and find out.
True. And right? You can also look things up on supercon.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that gets us through Saturday. And then Sunday, David, is our Schulte Subaru Super Sunday. Very family oriented, very STEM oriented. So we have huge main stage shows on the Black Hills Federal Credit Union main stage. Black Hills Federal Credit Union has been with us since year one. They came into Sioux Falls the same year that Super started.
Right.
They knew nobody. They knew, well, of course, they know people. Right, right. But they invested in us from year one and have increased their contribution to us and their belief in our charity. So they are our premier sponsor to SuperCon Heroes Homecoming, sponsored by Black Hills Federal Credit Union. And on the stage that day, we start at 11 o'clock with Phil Baker, local beloved children's entertainer. Right. Followed by Mythbusters Jr. live on stage. Followed by MB, First Lego League, who will be on the vendor floor all week for your kids to build Legos for free all weekend. Followed by Caleb and Jacob Schilling from Fox Lego Masters. Followed by the kids cosplay competition. Ending the day with the magic of Travis Nye doing a family-friendly magic show.
Superb magician.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And guys, go to his magic shop. I mean, he's right here in Sioux Falls.
Exactly.
He is so overlooked as a gem of Sioux Falls.
True.
He does amazing things, and he is so community-oriented.
Yeah. I've known him since he moved to town, and we were in the magic club at the same time. And it's been fun, and I've told him this recently. To watch him go, because he's always been, in terms of the methodology and so forth, he's always been above everybody else. But now he's got the showmanship to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for an entertaining, delightful, and he can play to every crowd, and he can make people become superstars.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And he'll be on the vendor floor all week as well. Dave, I forgot to mention our big draw on Saturday afternoon, the Super Cosplay Competition.
I was going to say, you mentioned the junior one, you know, the kids, but what about regular adults that just love to take that, you know, $1,000 and spend on outfits? And
minimum.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So when we started SuperCon, and Brian Brockmeyer, the founder, and I, and everybody was talking about cosplay, we're like, yeah, maybe a few people will show up in costume. God, we're idiots. We are idiots. They show up in droves, whether they're competing or not, just people showing up in these beautiful, handcrafted, handmade costumes. You know, in South Dakota, we think of cosplay as camo and a tree stand.
Okay, I have it here. Hang on.
Nice.
Yes, you get the rim shot for that one.
And to actually see these costumes. And so Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the Black Hills Federal Credit Union main stage, we have the Super Cosplay Competition. They'll be prejudged all day, and then they will cross the stage to a full house of applause and oohs
and hollers. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's amazing. I'm just dumbfounded by the talent. And what's really cool is, you know, when I talk to these people, why did you choose this? Well, I related to them. You know, this character rose above their bullying. This character rose above their family. This character shows compassion. This character shows strength. So they're so inspired by attributes that they may not see in themselves that they see in this character. And then I look at them and I say, you are that person. You're in front of 5,000 people.
Well, you know, that's the thing that, you know, sometimes people will get out there and that we're the most shy person you've ever known.
Right.
But, and we'll even use the pun then, put on a mask.
Right, right.
And they become somebody else. Yeah. And it gives them a boost.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I've had parents reach out to me and thanking us for giving their child a safe place where they could feel accepted. That means something, David. I mean, it really does. Sure, we're a fun 3-day convention where you can come and celebrate your nerdiness. But we pride ourselves on our inclusiveness and our acceptance and our safety for everyone. And to see a quick story. After year two, Brian and I, after closing ceremonies, were on the floor and we had a a young committed female couple come to us and said they came in year one from Rapid City. They had just moved from California to Rapid City for cost of living and for job availability. And they were so accepted in year one that they moved to Sioux Falls. Now, I'm 53 years old. In my lifetime, in South Dakota, to see that acceptance and that caring that these two young women felt so empowered and accepted at a comic book convention that they chose to move to the city is unbelievable.
It says a lot, that's for sure.
And you know, stories like that on and on. You know, I hear those stories, and I'm proud of all the work that Brian put into it, and Josh, and Joe and Danny, and all those originals with Brian and I, that all the work they put in to create this, to where, you know, we went from a hotel basement in year one. You were out there.
It was.
You were out there. You took pictures. Yeah. And in year one in a hotel basement to an state-of-the-art convention center with over 5,000 people.
Amazing. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back. More of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Jesse Moffitt, and I'm not a piano player. I'm a comic magician and hypnotist. I've been performing for over 20 years. I've performed at many events, corporate events, holiday parties, post-prom parties, graduation parties, state and county fairs, festivals, just about anything you can imagine. The funniest thing about the Magic Act is that I use a ton of audience participation, and that can make things really interesting.
Put it down the front of your shirt. Stop being so, I'm not, my hand won't follow it.
The best thing about the hypnosis show is that the volunteers and their imaginations really make it a blast.
Holy crap, dude, did you see what you just did? You could do that possibly to girls.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
The Dave Holly Hour. Like eavesdropping on a great conversation between two very interesting people.
Welcome back. We are joined today by Shane Gerlach from SuperCon here in Sioux Falls this weekend, October 1, 2, 3.
Absolutely.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
we can go with that line. What got you involved in this? What got you started in the whole comic book craze and so forth?
I think it was what got me started in the comic book craze was my father. Sitting still on drives to Mitchell, South Dakota from Flandreau, South Dakota to see my cousins or across the state to the Black Hills, he would go down to the local Rexall Drug in Flandreau, South Dakota, and he would get a stack of comics and sit them in the back seat. Then I wouldn't pick on my sister. Then I wouldn't kick the bottom of the seat. Then I wouldn't ask, are we there yet? And I fell in love right away. So from that point forward, I've been a comic book guy, and comic books have got me through some rough times in my life. I've been able to escape through them, share the love with my son. Still can't get my wife to read them, but that's okay. She can't get me to watch Downton Abbey. So
okay,
you know,
so there's the trade-off.
There you go. Right.
There usually has to be something right. That's similar that makes a difference.
Right. So. I guess it was 2 years. Yeah, 2 years before SuperCon started, I was trying to start a comic book convention in Yankton, South Dakota, where I lived at the time. I had a backer, and I wanted to start what I called, it was going to just be a one-day convention, and it was going to be called Geek Prom, ending with a homecoming coronation and the king and queen of the geeks. Unfortunately, my backer insisted that we have a big name. You know, that we had to book a big name because people would not come to South Dakota for a convention if I didn't have a Nathan Fillion, a Bruce Campbell. Well, it was outside of financial possibilities. So I shelved that and hoped someday to get it going. In the meantime, my friend Brian Brockmeyer put a post on Facebook and said, if we had a comic book convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, would you show up? I saw that, and Brian and I will argue about this till the end of time, but I can run back our messages on Facebook Messenger, and I reached out to him. He says he recruited me. He's a liar. I reached out to Brian and said, we need to talk about SuperCon. And he brought me on board. I had brought in some creators down to the Yankton Library to talk to kids about comic books and drawing and stuff. So I had a few connections in the comic book world. So I was able to book some guests. That first year, Dave, Brian put the convention rooms at the hotel on his credit card. I put the guest rooms on my credit card.
Leap of faith.
We needed 500 people to break even and not get divorced or be living in the garage for a year. And we had 1,200 people show up that first year. So we more than doubled what was needed just to break even. So it kind of grew from there. It was like, you know, I was just going to do this. And then, no, I'll stay on for the second year. And then the third year, I was voted chairman. Well, now I can't leave. And in year four, when my son Derek was 10 years old at the time, was diagnosed with stage four brain cancer, and I stepped aside. He cried. He cried harder when I told him I had to leave SuperCon than when I told him he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how important it's become to our family.
Right.
I also have a very compassionate and empathetic boy who knows how much this means to
right.
his dad. He said, no, don't do this, don't do this. We can still do this. And I needed to focus on him. So I stepped aside in year four in great hands of Tyson Wharton and Charlie Eccles and the rest of the staff there. And they blew the doors off the dump in year four. I mean, they really did. They honored Derek. We were actually at the hospital doing chemo on Saturday night, but we busted out of that place. And on Sunday, we spent the whole day there, and it was amazing. I was asked to come back for the online convention by Charlie to book the guests. And then this year, I was only going to book the guests. And then we were in some financial trouble, Dave. The convention center would not let us out of our contract from last year. So we were $8,000 that we had to pay to not have a convention.
That pandemic.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the correct pronunciation.
Yes, yes. So we didn't know if SuperCon was going to go on. And from, I don't know if I'm going to do this year or two, to, oh, no, I'm not going to let this die. So I reached out to friends that I have on Facebook, and I said, we can't let SuperCon die. Will you come on staff? Because we didn't even have a staff. We had three board members and two directors, Tyson Wharton and Michelle Garrigan. And we had three board members. They can't pull off a convention. I can pull off a convention without money. I've done it before. I can do that. I can't do it without people.
Staff.
Yeah. I can't do everything. I have, you know, we all have full-time jobs. This is a completely volunteer-run, non-profit convention. So I reached out to friends, and the response was overwhelming. Like, this can't die. We've already lost Jazz Fest. You know, this can't die. The arts can't die, and this is part of the arts. So I have this amazing staff this year that have come on, and we're putting on the biggest convention we've had coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah, everything from here on out's a record.
right. So that's such a testament to what Brian created. From a simple Facebook post to this, Dave.
Yeah. In fact, Brian is a comic book creator himself.
He is.
Yes.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. And that's took off from here, you know.
Yeah.
And another great thing, like we have in year three, I had a comic book artist, independent comic book artist, contact me from Arizona. He says, my name's Ryan Cody. My wife went to the University of South Dakota Medical School, and so she follows South Dakota. And she saw that you guys have a convention. Can I come? I'll pay my own way. And I said, yes, you can come, and we'll put you up in a hotel when mm-hmm. you get here. So he came, and he did this amazing print that he sold of Batman on the State Theater marquee. Beautiful print. I have the original. And this year he's coming back. He did our poster this year. But at that year three convention, he made a connection with Phil Hester, who is a legend in the comic book world. And he said, dude, you're pretty good. Would you come and do some art on my next book? So like things like that even happen at the convention.
Right. So it's a networking as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, it's just to watch the growth, to have this great staff come on and we're going to have the best convention yet. And we're so hungry to see our friends. we're ready. We could do it today, but the convention center won't let us in until Friday.
All right. And so you said that, you know, for the past 3 months, it's been pretty, you know, head of steam going into the convention. Do you take any time afterward, or how quickly do you get back together and say, okay, what was a plus? What was a minus? How do we make those minuses pluses for next year?
So I will actually go up to my hotel room Sunday night after we tear down. And because I'm so tired by the end of it, and even driving home to Del Rapids seems daunting. And I'll probably send out emails to the creators that night saying, what did we do right? What can you see that we can improve? And then we'll put a feedback up on Facebook. But we're going to take some time. We have to have our annual meeting and vote for the new board of directors. We're going to do a staff appreciation. Spoiler alert, you guys are getting a staff appreciation. and then we'll start planning right away, David. Right away, we'll start planning for the next convention.
Well, I suppose, if nothing else, just in the talent that you bring in and so forth, that's got to be a fairly decent lead time to make sure you're into schedules and tours and so forth.
Well, the big part of that is we're small. I mean, South Dakota's great. I love it. Sioux Falls is the biggest city in South Dakota. We'd be the smallest suburb of Minneapolis.
Right.
So I have to reach out early. I have to book these guys now so they have a commitment so that when St. Louis or New Orleans or Portland calls, they're like, no, I'm committed to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And what's great is I've had two.
You got to steal some thunder.
A little bit, right? Right. I have people ask me, how do you get these people to come to Sioux Falls? And here's the simple answer, David. I ask.
Yeah, you work at it. You know, right. Put it out there.
I know what no is. Yeah. No doesn't scare me, right? But I'm going to ask. I had two creators this year say, I've never been to South Dakota. It'll take something off my bucket list. And Schulte was so great. Schulte is providing a rental car for one of our creators to Monday morning. He's going to get up at the hotel. He's going to jump in a Schulte rental car. He's going to drive to the Black Hills, 5 hours, spend a day out there, sometime Tuesday night, drive back to get on a plane back to New York on Wednesday morning.
So we're going to pay more off the bucket list.
Right, right, yeah. Right. So we're gonna, you know, pay, what the heck? I mean, he charged me nothing to come out here except for his flight and hotel room. So we're like, you know, yeah, of course we'll pay for a couple more nights in a hotel. And Schulte's donating the rental car. They've been amazing every year. This is their third year with us. We have more community sponsors than anyone this year, David. So I know we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Midco came on. Let me tell you what. A TV ad? I was goofy. I was goofy giddy. They cut us a TV ad. I mean, I never imagined that.
Let's see. Production costs.
Right. They did it for us as part of the sponsorship, right?
That's excellent.
I thought we made the big time when we hit the Argus.
Yeah.
You know, like we just hit the biggest newspaper in South Dakota. Like that was cool. 605 magazine was cool. South Dakota magazine was cool. All those things still are cool. I've got them all clipped and in a scrapbook. We have a TV commercial.
Yeah, that's big.
yeah. They did such an amazing job on it. And you can see it on our webpage on supercon.com. I said I want it to sound like the Super Friends from the 1970s cartoon. It's spectacular. Their voiceover guy just nailed it. It's like, meanwhile, the Hall of Justice. It's that type of voice, and it's wonderful. Ryan did a beautiful poster for us this year. I wanted it to feel like the Saturday Evening Post. It's absolutely beautiful. It's our SuperCon hero looking at flying into South Dakota, looking at a billboard of Avera, Sanford, Sioux Falls Fire Rescue Police, Smithfield, and Hy-Vee on a billboard. Welcome to South Dakota. Yeah, everything falls together and everything happens for a reason, Dave. And I don't know that we could have had. I think it reinvigorated us. Mm-hmm. A year off and losing that money, it was a kick in the pants that maybe we needed. You can rest on your laurels.
Exactly. You can get too comfortable sometimes. And I know that was something that another artist had said earlier this year, was that it pushed the creativity. Mm-hmm. And so people had to adapt and adjust. It's great you have talk about the community aspect of it, because it's something that comes up on this show practically weekly. We talk about, you know, this is not a competitive arts and entertainment community. It's a collaborative. And I know that, because my time in improv, we performed one year out at SuperCon, and to see all the different people that have been involved in it and so forth, and the different aspects to it. Like you said, it's like bring your nerdiness.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm smiling to myself and kind of laughing because
you're remembering one particular line.
I've been to a number of your shows. I shouldn't say so many. I've been to a number of your shows, and you know, you do a bar crowd or you do whatever, and almost everything that throughout is sex oriented, and you guys had a crowd of theater kids.
Yes.
And so I still think it's the best show I've seen.
I think it was one of our best ones of all time too.
Ryan was put through the ringer. it was such a fun night, and it's all of that is exciting, and just this has to be Sioux Falls' convention. We're just the facilitators. We need to provide a platform for whoever wants to be part of it. We have acceptance of drag and acceptance of gender fluidity panel this year. You're not going to see that at the Sportsman Show,
right,
Dave?
Camo would come in a different fashion, that's for sure.
Just look at the number of game stores now in the Sioux Falls area. And how much that's exploded. And again, I think that's a direct result of the pandemic. We sat at home and played board games again.
Yeah.
You know, so to have, I think we have a game starting every hour from 3 o'clock Friday until 3 o'clock Sunday, except for from 12 to 10, midnight to 10
right.
a.m. We have a game starting every hour. I think there's 15 tables of board gaming going
Amazing.
On throughout the convention in the age of video games.
Yeah.
Now, the video game room will be packed, too. But to have that is pretty fantastic. I'm excited.
Booth again?
Really cool photo booth, let me tell you. DJ Jer mm-hmm. is doing a 360 photo booth at the convention. So it will surround you. We brought this specifically in when we found out about it. Our cosplay chair people, Jason and Crystal Kading, had seen it at the Alliance. He brought it in and at a show, and he's going to bring it to us. And we brought it specifically for the cosplayers. But how much fun is that, where you can do a pose and it's going to get
all
every
the
side
way,
of you,
yeah.
right? All right? So it's going to be a lot of fun there. So, yeah, we'll have the photo booth. We'll have a number of different photographers out there. We do encourage you to post all your pictures so we can see the fun you're having. Because, honestly, I hear more about SuperCon than I see about SuperCon. It's kind of like when Danelle and I got married, we heard so many wonderful stories about our wedding dance and a meal that we didn't experience because you're glad handing over mm-hmm. here and this and that. It's the same thing for SuperCon. I hear about all these great things that I never get to see. So all the pictures is wonderful. I love that. See them on our Facebook and Twitter page.
I don't want to ask an assuming question, although I have the feeling I know the answer. Have you been to other conventions?
I have. And so I've been to FallCon and SpringCon up in Minneapolis. And my favorite convention I've ever been to was been to a number of other ones, but my favorite was in Rochester, Minnesota. It was called FableCon. It's a great series written by Bill Willingham that was stolen by two different network TV stations right after it became a New York Times bestseller. And the series was called Fables. And what if all the fables from old stories lived in a New York City
borough?
And I went there, and pretty much every good thing about SuperCon that I've contributed to it, I stole from that convention.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what did you learn from him forth as to what to bring?
He had a bar. We added a bar. He had opening ceremonies. We added opening ceremonies. He had closing ceremonies. We've added that. He had creators interviewing creators in panels. So we've added that. There isn't any separate, time when you get to meet the creators. The creators are available the entire convention. You don't have to stand in line to get an autograph. You can just walk up to the table and visit with them and get an autograph or get a sketch while you're buying some of their artwork and their books. So I stole that. I don't think that... I'd have to ask Brian. I've never had this conversation as far as what he's stolen from other conventions. Now, interesting story. Brian and I went up and second year, for year two... Nope, it was year one. It was year one. We went up to SpringCon and actively recruited in Minneapolis and stole a bunch of their talent. Well, we didn't steal them.
Right.
We walked around with
our
own business cards.
Yeah.
Right, and said, would you come to Sioux Falls? It's, you know, it's a three-hour drive down the interstate, and we'll put you up in a hotel. So we did, and that's a story maybe better told for an After Dark. When we hit the hotel, we said, we want your best sushi and your biggest dive bar. I'll just let everyone else fill in the stories from that point on.
Yep. And there are a few punchlines.
We still made the convention and recruited talent. So, and they've gone on to the Minnesota Comic Book Convention Network has gone on to advertise for us. You know, we're talking like a 15,000 person mailing list. They've advertised for us. They've sent talent our way. Their organizers have come down, and I hope they've stolen as much from us as we've stolen from them. You know, every good idea is stolen, David.
That's true.
Every good idea.
Now, I do want to ask, in terms of the popularity of comics now, and it seems like, you know, about every third movie that comes out is an action hero,
right,
and so forth. What do you attribute to that being so popular?
So, two things. I think that I think Hollywood's lazy. And with comic books, you have built-in storyboarding and built-in scripts. It's right there already, okay? And number two, my age that grew up on comic books is now in charge of Hollywood. Joss Whedon and Bryan Singer and on and on. Zack Snyder, they're all my age group, and we all grew up on comic books, and we were so... they were our babysitters, you know? We're latchkey kids. You know, and mom and dad threw comic books at us, and, you know, Dungeons and Dragons exploded with us, and it went from Pong to Space Invaders in my generation. Yours as well.
I remember Pong.
Yeah.
I had the original one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so that generation is now in charge of Hollywood. The other one that I think has really contributed is Disney buying my childhood. They bought the Muppets. They bought Marvel.
Right.
They bought the Star Wars franchise, you know, Lucasfilms. So you have the biggest promoter in the world. No one promotes like Disney. No one. I don't care how good you are. No one promotes like Disney running the Marvel franchise. And their ability to recruit and pay Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and on, Scarlett Johansson and on. And the movies are good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. They are what they are. They're popcorn, but we love that. You know, I mean, it's a good time,
especially with lots of butter and salt.
Right? Yeah. You know, you don't have to overthink. I mean, I love, and I'll sit down and watch a deep film every day of the week if I'm allowed to. But I also want to sit down, not have to think, and watch the good guy win at the end.
Yeah,
that's a good time. I mean, and it's sold forever.
So, who do you see at the convention as being the most cosplayed? What are the popular ones that you're always going to see year in and year out? And then I want the follow-up as to what do you see is going to be next in line?
So the number of bro Thors in year four, if you saw Avengers Endgame, Thor's depression, and he put on a bunch of weight and was walking around in a bathrobe for half the movie with long, scraggly hair and a long beard. So basically it was just people coming, you know, just putting on a bathrobe with a hammer in their hand. I see it depends on the flavor of the month, what's going on. So we've seen a lot of Captain America's following the Shazam movie, the Captain Marvel movie. We saw a lot of that. Maleficent, lots of from the Batman universe, lots of Jokers, Harley Quinn. Oh, my God, the Harley Quinns. Harley Quinn and Joker, probably the most couple cosplayed. Mm-hmm. But for cosplay, the most characters, because I don't know them because this is not my genre or niche, is anime characters.
Oh, I suppose. That's a huge thing.
Yeah. Oh, huge. And I have to ask, who are you? And they'll say, I'm such and such from Naruto or Bleach or all these names I don't know. And I'm like, yay, good for you. Yes, I'm sure it looks just like that. So that's the most. And video games. The younger are the video games. Master Chief from, God, I can't even remember the name of the game. And so I see a lot from video games. Who do I see coming up in the future? I think we'll see a lot of the next wave of Marvel movies. So I think we'll see a lot of Shang-Chi and Doctor Strange. I think we'll see, in fact, our big winner, our last big cosplay winner, did an amazing Doctor Strange. I mean, beautiful. So I think we'll see more of that influence. And then having a 13-year-old at home, I think the video games will continue. And then I tell them that his cartoons are weird. And I'm sure that my parents thought my cartoons were weird, right? And ours were. I mean, you had a cross-dressing rabbit fighting a Tasmanian devil. It was weird. It's fine. It's great. I love it. It's still to this day. So I think you'll see.
Did you ever get a funny feeling watching?
No. I think that we'll see more of those. With the younger cosplayers, I think we'll see more of the Disney Plus characters. I really, really want to do, and I might. I've told them I'll never cosplay. That my cosplay is just being crabby old man. So that way I don't have to change from my daily life to my SuperCon life. But I would really, I'm really thinking about pulling off a Carl from Up.
Oh,
a little
yes.
Ed Asner.
Yeah.
If I got a walker with a bunch of helium balloons on it.
I've got the sport coat for you.
And made Derek dress up as Russell and the scout. And then somehow convinced my wife to dress up as an exotic bird. Which, by the way, has nothing to do with SuperCon.
Oh, you get two.
Yeah. We'll leave that alone. Yeah, I really thought about it. I thought I could do Carl pretty easy. Trousers, suspenders, sports coat, and a walker. I can pull off Carl. Disney is always popular. Always popular. I've seen South Park. I've seen The Simpsons. I've seen all the superheroes. I love it. There's a gal who did Maleficent. And she had strings attached, and when she pulled the strings, the wings popped out at about an 8-foot wingspan, 4 feet on each side of
her. That would be impressive.
Oh, it was very, very impressive. We have a guy who has an Iron Man. Brian Downs is his name. He's head of is the chairman of South Dakota Superheroes and Villains, which is a nonprofit here in Sioux Falls that does amazing work visiting kids with cancer. Spent a lot of time at the castle, a lot of different charity work. And he has an Iron Man costume where he hits a button and the faceplate lifts up.
Oh, sweet.
Just like Tony Stark's in the movies.
Oh.
The amount of work that these guys put in is unbelievable. And I just, I'm amazed.
Do we use the pun? We marvel at it?
Yes, we do marvel at it. I'm lucky if I can get my socks to match. So that they can do this is pretty
well.
Amazing.
You know, with the time you put in for it, we'll allow that if you can't get your socks together. So, this weekend, SuperCon, October 1, 2, and 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Convention Center.
Yeah,
that's excellent. Tickets, you suggest getting them early.
I do,
SuperCon.com. Yep.
$10 a day, $25 for the whole weekend. All money after we pay the bills goes to local charities. We've donated over $25,000 in 4 years to Reach Literacy and the JY6 Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research.
Fantastic. All right. My famous two questions at the end. When you're not part of entertainment and putting on a convention and so forth, what do you like to be entertained by?
Major League Baseball. On TV, I love it. I'm a big Yankees fan. Named my boy after Derek Jeter. But you know what's really great? Driving aimlessly across South Dakota with baseball on the radio.
Yes.
A bag of seeds, that I'm spitting into a cup I've grabbed from a local Casey's and driving someplace and just listening to baseball.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a lost art.
I'm entertained by that. And I'm so happy that theater is back.
Oh, no kidding.
And live concerts are back. Toby Kane will drag me to a show. I'll drag Toby to a show. So it's great to have live theater.
Well, and,
live
and another one of our mutual friends, Mike Hendrickson.
Yeah.
I always love his favorite quote, live music is good for the soul.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's always right about that. I mean, Mike's pretty much always right about everything. But in that one particular, he's 100% right. It's healing. It's transformational. It takes you to a memory in a place that very little else can besides mom's cooking.
And then the final question, any other hobbies?
Yeah, I'm a amateur cook. I guess if you asked people what I do is I for a hobby, they would say that Shane cooks. I love to, I think there's something very, for me, the greatest gift I can give to you is to have you sit at my table and let me serve you a meal. You know, I've put my heart and my soul into it. I've cooked it, I've braised it, I've cut it, I've done everything for it. So when you sit at my table and I push a plate in front of you, your family, right? And so that's a big thing for me.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you for what you do with everything else as well.
You bet.
SuperCon this weekend. Don't miss it. And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Sure, they have darts. And you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is. But all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. How about it? We've gone through 99 episodes now. Episode 100 is going to be very fun next week. I'm going to give you a tease, though. We're just going to leave it. Well, we'll let a young lady say something.
Hey, everyone. This is Brittany Hansen, and I'm here to tell you we have a special surprise in celebration of the 100th episode of the Dave Holly Hour.
You might be able to figure some things out. Anyway, what we're going to do next week will be great. Episode 100 coming your way on the 7th of October. And then a few days later on Sunday, won't do anything in terms of a podcast, but it will be a special day. Going to have some friends over to talk about the future of the Dave Holly Hour. No, hell, it's going to be the second anniversary to the date of the first episode. So trust me. Having a little party. Okay. You want a party this weekend? All right. So I mentioned that they've got First Friday in downtown Sioux Falls. Part of that includes the Van Arts Studio Show. Get down there, see that. I, unfortunately, will not be able to make it to that, nor will I be able to make it to see my friends with Improv Falls. They have a show coming up on Friday night at 8, but I'm going to be down in T at the Sky Lounge, the ruggedly handsome trivia host, at it again with Wild Card Trivia, starting at 7 o'clock Friday night in T at the Sky Lounge. Your chance to win. Everybody gets a big chance when we do the Wild Card round. And then Saturday, we have a private party to attend, me and the missus. And then Sunday, we're going to be at Premier Playhouse. Well, actually, we're not going to be at Premier Playhouse, but we are going to be watching Premier Playhouse's production of Blood Brothers. It's the matinee on Sunday, and it's the final show. So, they wrap one up. We wrap up this show today. Again, thank you to everybody involved that makes this thing go around. Thank you most especially to you for all the likes, all the shares, everything you do on social media, all the downloads and the listens that you provide on the various platforms that we host the Dave Holly Hour. By the way, check out the new DaveHollyHour.com. You can always go there to play any episode. They are all on there now. So that's a great thing to have available. Make sure you take advantage of it, knowing that you can always just go there and get the episodes. You can listen to all 99 at this point. And then next week, you will be able to listen to all 100. Thanks again, Shane Gerlach, my guest this week, talking about Supercon. Make sure you get out to that. Also, thank you to Ricardo Terabelsi. I just love saying that name. He is the R behind R Wine Bar, where we held our conversation this week, and we're starting to get pretty acclimated down there. But thank you to R Wine. Thank you to my guest, Shane Gerlach, and thank you most especially to you. Remember, my name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.